went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. Nor did I wish to practice resignation, unless it was quite necessary. I wanted to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life, to live sturdily and Spartan-like, as to put out all that was not life, to cut a broad swath and shave close, to drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest terms. And if it proved to be mean, why then, to get the whole genuine meanness of it and publish its meanness to the world? Or if it were sublime, to know it by experience and be able to give a true account of it in my next excursion. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Rise free from care before the dawn and seek adventures. Let the noon find thee by other lakes, and the night overtake thee everywhere at home. Nature, let the thunder rumble, take shelter under the cloud. Enjoy the land, but own it not.
Thank you.
the spring in the softened air. Looking through the transparent vapors, all surfaces, not osiers and open water alone, look more vivid. The hardness of winter is relaxed. I do not know that the woods are ever more beautiful or affect me more. How silent are the footsteps of spring.
Thank you.
framed, held up for half an hour in such lights as the great artist chooses, and then withdrawn, and the curtain falls. And then the sun goes down, and the long afterglow gives light. And then the damask curtains glow along the western window. And now the first star is lit, and I go home. Bottom is pebbly.